Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I was rocking at the party and my dick fell off. I was wearing my Armani and my dick fell off. I was sipping a Bacardi and my dick fell off. My dick fell off. My dick fell off. Hello and welcome to Two in the Think Tank, the show where we come up with five sketch ideas. I'm Andy.
And I'm Alistair George William Trombley Bumbley.
And you know what we do on this show? We get in, we get out, okay? Yeah. We do it a day late and we do it quick.
Yeah, and we have to do it because we only got a 45-minute window to come up with five sketch ideas.
45-minute window!
Woo! This is exactly the kind of stuff we don't have time for.
Is that a sketch idea? Yeah. No.
All right.
Somebody, hey, they're just normal as anybody else, right?
Okay, yeah.
Except for when they say the word
window. Writing it down.
For when they say the word window, they say window! Do you think that we could?
It's in.
Do you think we could introduce howling at the moon?
Yeah.
As a more of a thing that we do,
a health thing.
Mm. I don't see. Does this feature anywhere on the self care spectrum? I'm seeing a lot of stuff described as self care recently. You know, going to the movies by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one.
That's
right?
Self care. Oh, I know, but, you know, just having a day to yourself, I guess that's a similar thing. That's probably the day that you'd go to the movies by yourself.
It'd be a perfect day to go to the movies by yourself, if you're having a day to yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but you know when it would be the best time to go to the movies by yourself? When you're not having a day to yourself. Because then you're in the middle of a day with other people, and then you just go off.
What about...
That's real self-care.
What about self-care?
Yeah.
Where you just... have heaps of money,
yeah,
and just pay people to look after you. Right? It's not really self-care because other people are doing the things for you, but it's your money.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you would do all that stuff if you had to. Okay, what about this, Alistair? We've already come up with that as a sketch idea. I was going to say it's like a high-intensity self-care personal training type thing, right?
Somebody yells at you.
Somebody yells at you. You know, forces you to, you know,
take
time for yourself, you know.
What I do,
because there's a lot of people depending on you and you got to get this done or everything's going to fall apart.
And it's still called self-care.
Oh yeah. But maybe the E is backwards or something.
Yeah.
To show that it's modern.
Yeah. Or
the S is one of those S's you used to draw in primary school that kind of
really
looks like an 8.
For some reason, I thought S is normal, and then E, L, and F are capital.
Oh, so emphasizing the elf?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's you taking care of an elf.
Oh, great.
And you pay someone to yell at you to do it properly.
Because otherwise, let's be honest, we'd all neglect the elf.
Okay, that's nothing.
Well, you know, you say that.
Elf care.
Elf.
I mean, it would help with loneliness if you had an elf. So just think about somebody who's like roughly 1.5 feet tall, but with their hat, they're about 2 feet, right? A little pointy hat. They look like a person, but they have a tiny little voice. Hey there, whoa, why are you?
But I've got marshmallows.
You know what I love about this?
I'm stuck in marshmallows.
They're the elf. All they ever want to do is hang out. They're happy to be left alone. You can put them in a drawer or a cupboard.
Yeah.
But then as soon as you open the drawer or the cupboard, they see you. They're like, let's hang out.
Yeah. Yeah, they're always happy to see you.
Yeah. And then you can ignore them. And they're a great listener. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that sounds hard.
Yeah.
And then my boss keeps putting pressure on me.
Oh, not good.
Sounds like a jerk.
Oh, yeah.
They don't pay you enough.
You got any candy?
They only tell you what you want to hear, and they ask for candy.
And they basically...
And when they get the candy, they don't eat it. They just put it in their pocket, and then ask for more candy.
And they just... And they enable you to eat candy, because that way they can get more candy.
That's true.
But where does it go? Where does the candy go? That's what we want. But so we never know.
One of the features of having one of these elves is that it... So this is elf care. This is a separate
self-care.
Thing. Yeah. All right. Elf care.
Because it's the elf. It's the small s, big E L F.
And it's the elf that's caring for you, really.
In
isn't
a
it?
Way, it's well, you're taking care of the elf, but at the same time, the elf is really helping you.
But I think one of the key features of the elf, Alistair, is that it can be neglected.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
So you don't like it's not a high maintenance elf.
No. It's toilet trained or doesn't poop.
It just keeps the candy in its pocket.
Yeah.
And it eats that quietly when you put it back in the cupboard or whatever.
The only thing you got to put up with, the only difficult part is that when you put them away, there's always just a little background sound of like.
And if you can put up with that.
Oh, that's so good.
This is my favorite sketch I've ever come up with. Other problem with the elf is that you're never able to fully get rid of the niggling feeling that one day it will kill you. It definitely won't. It definitely won't.
No.
It's not in their nature.
No.
Right?
But it's too nice.
It's too nice, and it's always in your house, and like just the feeling that it will kill you.
Just because you do... Neglect it.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be well within its rights.
Yeah. But as long as you put it in that drawer with enough candy, it can stay there forever. And then if not, then it dries out.
It just gets wrinkly.
It gets wrinkly.
But it can't die.
It can't die. It just can get more wrinkly.
It becomes totally dehydrated. Mm. It's like one of those tardigrades on the moon, right?
Yeah.
And then it becomes sort of, it's all the liquid in its body turns into a kind of a crystalline form.
Yeah.
And then it'll just subsist until you like warm it up or throw water on it or give it some candy.
Instead of having water, like, you know, like the human bodies, elves thrive on sugar.
Sugar. So, it's liquid sugar.
Yeah. They just have liquid sugar coursing through their liquid sugar veins. And then when they go crystalline, it's because it's just the sugar going crystalline. It's like old honey.
Very good. Has anyone made a movie called Old Honey? And what would it be?
Because you could picture one be called Young Honey.
Yeah, yeah.
But Old Honey, I do like that. Mm. Maybe Rob Schneider could make it.
Rob Schneider makes Old Honey.
Rob Schneider is dating an elderly woman for her money.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely he would do this.
Yeah.
Like in the European or just the Gigolo series, not specifically European.
The male Gigolo series?
Male Gigolo series. He does date old women. Like that's one of the sort of jokes in that, I imagine.
Not sure. There's one who's really tall. I know that. And then people keep yelling, that's a huge bitch! Like that.
Yeah.
And then there might be one who's overweight.
Yeah. Okay. So what we're learning is that this movie will stand up to scrutiny.
And I imagine in there, there's got to be a very old person.
Let's remake Juice Bigelow. Juice Bigelow, woke Gigolo.
Oh.
And everything's PC.
Wow.
You know? And we just explore it. We explore some of the very real issues around sex work.
Mm-hmm.
And we... I don't know anything else.
And he's just really nice to everybody.
Yeah.
But the humor comes from the the loving interactions between them. He actually serves.
You know what? Which is a very valid.
He serves a very. He serves a very useful purpose in this society. Mm-hmm. Helps people who are lonely. He takes sort of the role of, let's say, one that you would normally see an elf doing,
Or a god. A religion in which
Deuce Bigelow.
You all go along on a Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and the priest whacks you off, right?
Oh, so that already was the case for some people.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, okay. Oh, my God. Oh, I've just invented sexual abuse in the church.
Yeah. But he whacks off people who want it.
I guess, but have they just been indoctrinated to want it?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any way for me to feel good about this anymore. You know, or what? Ever. Well, or to begin with.
We can change it. What about it's McDonald's?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And it's Ronald McDonald?
I think it would be only fair. It's just part of the service.
Mm.
It's not, they don't even say whack you off.
Mm-hmm.
It's a muck. I mean, a McWhack off is sounds fun, but
I mean, is it wrong to invent a kind of burger?
Yeah.
That's hollow,
like
has a hole like in the middle that you can have sex with.
Yeah.
Right, because it feels like it's probably sort of the warmth and the texture. It's probably a bit too hot, actually.
Too hot, and maybe the lettuce is weird. You know, the sort of
maybe not though.
Maybe you're right. Maybe that's all you ever wanted. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What about this though?
Thank you so much, Alistair.
Yeah. What if? I mean, look. I could imagine a burger that you have sex with being maybe the most horrible product to have ever been invented.
So, what are you saying? What are you saying? You like the idea?
I mean. I don't know why.
What does that mean? Really, what does that mean in the context of this show?
I mean, suddenly it really grew on me, but I wanted, but only because of how awful an idea it would be for a genuine food place to make them like this.
But okay, Alistair, it's done in such a way with the wrapping and that sort of thing that like you never actually make contact with the burger, and the burger is fine afterwards.
So you can still eat it.
It
won't be fine.
No, it won't. But
I think at this stage, if you're really wanting to have sex with that burger, you're having to buy two burgers. Even if you're wearing a condom.
The condom is lubricated with barbecue sauce.
No. Even if you're wearing sort of like, you know, it's a condom, but it comes in like one of those wet, moist towelette packets.
Haven't we hit on something interesting here? Mm. Haven't we discovered something interesting about people and the way they treat the things that they have sex with and the way in which that devalues? And, you know, I think we're learning. Like, I think you should, if you're going to have sex with something, you should be able to respect it enough afterwards to be able to treat it exactly the same way you did before.
That's
so
right.
If you don't have eat the burger that you just had sex with, that's on you.
So do you think this
quite literally
this burger this burger chain is doing this as like a sort of a male
maybe.
Aggression kind
maybe.
Of statement?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think we're all, you know, growing in some way.
Because in a way it can be both feminist and really sort of chauvinistic male kind of place, you know, because it's like we're a feminist place that lets guys have sex with the burger. I don't know if they – I guess the cubicles are kind of
– yeah.
I guess they
– I get – how about
off.
This? If you eat the burger afterwards, it's free. Now, the problem here is that we sort of have to watch you.
Hope that you don't, you know, sort of picking up the pieces off the ground and just stuffing them in your pockets to empty them out later.
I'm sorry about all of this.
No, I mean, it's interesting. And We've had some fun, and I'm going to write it down because we only have 45 minutes today.
Great. Well, we've already come up with 4 sketch ideas, yeah, and we're 13 minutes in, Alistair. I'm feeling good.
This is what happens when you care.
I mean, to be honest, maybe this is what we need. Maybe the podcast is going to be short from now on. Maybe we only have 20 minutes. Think about that.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't thought about that. We only have 20 minutes in left to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I think maybe initially when I was trying to divert away from the idea of having sex with a burger, which, by the way, now those really tall burgers would make even more sense now, because those tall burgers that you can't get your mouth around, but you could really enjoy it. Anyway.
Okay.
I also want there to be a way for a woman to have sex with a burger in this place.
Of course, that's all I want. That's all I want. And I think what
really,
you're...
the joy that I'm getting from having sex with this burger is knowing that there's a way in which a woman can have sex with this burger.
But Alistair, I mean, well, what you've revealed here is that you only believe that sex is penetrative.
Well, no. I'm saying that the hole in the thing... I mean, look, I'm crumbling. But... I still feel like there's got
to
be something.
Amazing that I managed to make you look like the bad guy out of this scenario. I mean, as soon as you brought that up at the end, Alistair, I was like, thank God.
Because
really stuck the landing on this one.
Yeah, I was just because I was like, oh, look, I don't know enough about non-penetrative sex. You know, I have some ideas. And, you know, and some experience.
And some theories.
And some theories. But I'm not informed enough that I want to just go deep into it, which that you don't do in these other, in these types of
well,
sex.
Well, I assume. Anyway, I'd like to apologize.
My idea was just going to be as a sort of like a fix, a pave over of your idea initially. I was going to suggest what if it was like a place like McDonald's. Instead of, you know, they don't allow you to have sex with a burger, but they have a little booth. They realize they just stumble across this place where it's just a headset, and it kind of has electrodes in it, and it stimulates your brain in such a way that it gives you an orgasm. And so, as well as the sort of self-service screens that they have in there now, they also have just these sort of 10 headsets along the wall that you can sort of just put on, and then you can just sort of decide on the size of the orgasm that you want. Big is sort of...
Super big, size,
yeah, the big one.
Yeah,
I mean, a super.
But are you still eating a burger, or is it exclusively for going in there, sitting in a little booth, and having
that
an
booth? Is kind of like the McCafe. It's sort of a separate part, even though it's still part.
Yeah, really interesting.
Yeah, it's sort of like a McCafe, but it's I don't know what they would call it. McCome. Hopefully not that.
Yeah, I was thinking that like this whole new angle could be called like Whack Donald's or something like that. And they're going to just turn all the M's upside down.
Yeah.
They barely even have to do any rebranding.
Yeah, and is it MAC or do they do MC?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? And I can never remember what McDonald's is called. If it's MC or MAC, because the Big Mac is MAC.
Yeah.
But the company is MC?
I think so.
And I think this would be a great, you know, I'm always looking for a little April Fool's prank that that corporations can do. Because corporations, they love an April Fool's. Okay? And I thought one of the ones they could do is that McDonald's, every store, have I already said this on the podcast? Every store everywhere in the world, just one day, they all organized to change it to McDonald's, MAC. Right, and then they, because it's all digital signs and stuff now anyway, right? So they could do it.
Not those.
They could do it. It'd be real easy.
Those aren't
digital. It'd be real easy to do because it's all digital, right? And then the next morning they're like, what? No, it's always been this.
Yeah.
And they just pretend.
I see. That would actually be a really good trick.
It's a good trick.
Yeah, that would be a good trick, but it wouldn't be that easy.
No, okay.
But I still think that the fact that it's not as easy means that they should
makes it
do
worthwhile.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
Really worthwhile for the millions and millions of dollars that could have been spent on something really worthwhile.
Well, I mean, all you need is one person to go up and do the thing at each store.
Mm-hmm.
and that maybe the franchise, for the amount of advertising they would get for this huge prank on the world.
They could even just move the A from the end of McDonald's and just move that A across, right? And then it just be, it could be McDonald's.
McDonald's.
No, it's like always that. Been that.
Yeah. And so and that would be a, that would be what, what's that called? Like a...
April Fool's.
I know, but you know that thing where, you know, everybody thought that Nelson Mandela had already died?
Oh, the Mandela effect.
The Mandela effect. Mm. That could be one of those that you're forcing one of those.
Why not? Why not at this stage? Come on. Let's just start pranking. Just global pranks.
Global pranks.
Has the UN ever done a prank? Has the UN ever got involved in...
In pranks,
in
yeah.
April Fool's.
Oh, we actually we are we're putting sanctions on
Antarctica.
Antarctica.
See, that's exactly the kind of shit they would do.
Harmless like that. They wouldn't dare go for something sort of nice and edgy. Like actually, we're taking away India's right to be a country.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're splitting it up into Pakistan and Bangladesh.
We're calling Zaire Rhodesia again.
Oh. Oh no.
It's edgy.
It is edgy.
It's the edgy UN.
Oh my god. Yeah.
They've got all these divisions, Alistair. You know, environment, health,
country,
education.
Names.
Where's the comedy? Where's the prank, edgy prank comedy?
See, now then we
wing would, of the UN.
We would potentially be able to get in there then.
Mm.
You know, because at the moment there's almost no hope for us to get into the UN. Maybe as a special ambassador like Angelina Jolie.
Like Angelina Jolie, in that we'll be a special ambassador, and in no other way like Angelina Jolie, the person who is the most different to both of us in the world.
Well, yeah, she works in the arts.
You know what? Yeah. We have a lot in common.
You know, she probably has to come up with ideas sometimes.
I wonder.
Well, she has five kids. She has to come up with like games.
You're
and
right.
Stuff.
She's probably always doing silly songs.
Mm. Yeah. Well, a lot of them are probably getting old quite now.
Quite now.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quite now.
The FUN.
The funny UN.
Fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
but it would stand for funny UN?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Have you written this down? Funny UN? That's a sketch, Alistair.
Funny UN.
Yeah.
That is a sketch.
Whatever the prank version of UNESCO is.
What's UNESCO? Is that a different thing?
The United Nations Education, Scientific and Something or Other Organization.
The FUNESCO. Yeah.
They go to... war-ravaged countries, etc., whatever it is. Because after the you know, your basic needs have been taken care of on your hierarchy of needs, Alistair, where does having a bit of a giggle come in?
That's right.
You know, laughing at yourself.
Yeah, it's right after self-actualization. Yeah. So once you get to that, once we've...
It probably is, like, very close to the top. Because if you can afford to mock how... extremely appalling. Oh no, gallows humor is sort of a thing for everybody at every level of.
But you know, but who better to mock the scenario that they're in? They're like, let's say some
than outsiders.
Than outsiders coming in and going, I assume that's what our comedy would be. Just laughing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Pointing and laughing.
People love that. They love to have a laugh at themselves, and if they can't do that, they love to have somebody else laugh at them.
At them.
At them. Volunteering.
Yeah.
You know?
So then with the McDonald's like that, the booth, it would just be a WC Donald's.
Yep.
Is that a sketch? I don't know.
What do you mean? Just the WC bit?
Well, no, it's the part where you put the headset on.
Mm.
And then you just get to have orgasms.
I think absolutely that's a sketch on us there. Yes. Yes. No. All different sorts that we can come up with that are hilarious variations on the existing McDonald's menu to match all the different types of orgasms that there are in the world.
That's right.
The glorious vista.
Mm. I guess you would call the sort of the big orgasm the Big Mac. Or the quarter pounder. That's relative to how much semen you're going to let out. No. I'm so sorry. That is really gross.
Yep.
Anyway, let's... should we keep looking for more sketch ideas?
You know what was a really funny thing that Clickhole did?
What?
That thing where they did that
balled up.
Yeah. You'd go to any McDonald's and you could ask for any meal, but ask for it balled
menu.
Up.
It's a secret menu. You can get a Big Mac balled up.
They just squish it into a ball inside the wrapper and give it to you.
And then,
could I get that balled up?
And each each level, like each item in the secret menu, they would make it seem like it's going to be a completely new item. But then they would say, now it's Chicken McNuggets balled up. They would just mash, 10 nuggets together into a ball. God, they're
funny. Those guys are funny.
Yeah.
Tell you what, bought by Cards Against Humanity.
Really?
Clickhole, bought by Cards Against Humanity. Unless that was one of the hilarious jokes.
That they do. Oh, they love a hilarious joke.
Yeah.
I think they did once, they did a Super Bowl ad where they just kind of wasted the ad. Yeah.
Love to waste money as a joke.
Yeah. Would have been good to spend that money on helping somebody.
Everyone's way too fucking obsessed with Super Bowl ads.
Yeah.
It's not healthy. Mm. It's not healthy for society. Everyone covers it like it's news.
Yeah.
And that's the ad really, isn't it? Like that's the value of it. Getting it like that, not that it'll be seen by everyone watching the Super Bowl, but that it'll become this thing of like, whoa, look at this amazing, inspiring, hilarious thing that they paid really famous actors to do for this wealthy company. And we're all like, very good.
That's good. That was a huge
very good.
Yeah.
I'll spend half an hour watching these.
And have you?
Yes.
Yeah, I see. I haven't.
Yeah. But I did it at work.
Ah, good. Good. Shitting on company time.
Yep.
Shitting in your mind.
Mm,
that's watching Super Bowl commercials is. Should we go to three words from a listener? Mind.
Yes, we can, Alistair. This is a speed episode. Speed round.
Speed round. Boing. All right. That's the and when you hear that, you know we're about to get three words from a listener. Boing. And today's listener is old friend of the show.
Mm.
Old friend. Tabitha Post.
Tabitha!
Hi, Tabitha.
You know what I want? I want somebody to clip out every time that in every show,
old
Patrick Stewart has said old friend.
Yeah.
And then just pump it directly into my neck vein.
When because does he say it? What does he say
it? He says it in X-Men, and he says it in the new Star Trek Picard series, and I feel like he's probably said it in every other thing he's been in.
Hello, old friend.
Old friend. Yeah. Old friend.
But you like hearing it?
It sounds so nice.
Yeah.
Sounds so nice.
Well, maybe one day I'll be able to say it to you.
That'll be good.
And I'll work on my Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Old friend.
I see, but he doesn't sound weak. No. He sounds strong in his age.
Patrick and the other one there, McEwen. Ewan
McGregor. Ian McKellen. Yeah.
Ewan McGregor.
Ian McEwen McGregor.
old friend. None shall pass. No, wait. I think it's you shall not pass. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Hi, Tabitha. Your three words, as you know, Tabitha, and the other listeners, and Andy.
As everybody knows.
The three words for today from our listener, Tabitha Post, are fortune.
Favors the
Escapade. Tattoo.
Fortune Escapade Tattoo. I've seen a lot of people doing sort of joke tattoos recently.
Yeah.
And it's the most, it's probably the bravest thing I can imagine.
Sort of like the mustache on the finger?
Well, didn't Tom Walker get one before the Barry Awards that said Barry winner 2019 or something?
2018
or something like that. I mean, it would have even been braver if he'd got it saying the year before when he wasn't even nominated.
That's true.
Sorry, Tom. Yeah. You're very funny and very brave and very you're doing a good bit. Mm-hmm. But imagine if you'd got it Barry winner 2003.
Yeah.
See?
That's right.
When... Now, you know, you definitely didn't win.
Mm. But nobody remembers who won.
No, so maybe you did. Mm. Very good, Tom. Old friend.
Old friend.
That's not bad. That's quite close.
Old friend. I've got 80 years to work on this. No, not 80 years. 20 years before.
I've got 20 years.
Got
oh, God,
years.
That's right. I forgot I wasn't a newborn baby. Yeah.
Fortune. That can be large amounts of money, but it can also be...
Can I just pitch something else? Sorry, Alistair, forget it.
That's okay.
I don't think we appreciate or we teach children early enough that it's all slipping away and that they're racing towards death at exactly the same rate as everybody else.
That's
and
true.
I think that needs to be something that we cover in preschool, sort of, you know, basically as soon as they can grasp anything, they need to know that this is temporary.
I feel like my son already knows.
Yeah.
I've had to explain that we all die at least twice after he's asked, and he's only four.
My mind drifted the other day, and I was just sort of staring sort of just past my son, who is three, and he said, "Daddy, what are you thinking about?" And I was like, oh, no. I can't tell you that I'm just contemplating. darkness and mortality and all that sort of thing. He shouldn't be able to ask those kinds of questions. He shouldn't know I have an internal, you know.
He knows you've got an internal voice.
He knows I've got an internal.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you think that
and this darkness...
teaching the very young about the tragic impermanence of all things...
We think it
might
help.
In a kindergarten context with coloured blocks and little songs and that sort of thing, the Wiggles type thing, and we just get them aware of it early.
I'm interested.
Great. Not interested enough to write it down.
No, I'm going to write it down.
Yes! And
so what is the sketch, though? Is it just...
It's a kindergarten program.
Yeah.
That we profile, like it's a school, you know, that they're doing things different. It's kind of like a Steiner, right? For death. It's an R.L. Steiner. Yes! Come on, Alistair. You weren't paying attention, but that's my favorite joke I've ever made.
No, it's not. I mean, look, it's great that you mixed the horror, kids horror guy with the schooling guy. But that is your most favorite current joke that you've made. It's not as good as Fundraiser.
Wow. Alistair has this thing that he does. So he knows one of my big weaknesses is my litany of almost constant failure and crippling regret. And there was a bit where I did once try and do a stand-up routine early in my stand-up career, although not early enough to make it really defensible, where I talked about fundraising. And fundraising and how that's where it originated from. And I won't go into any more detail about it. But suffice to say, when I came up with the idea for the bit, I was so sure this was going to change comedy.
Yeah.
And I realized so quickly and completely how wrong I was the minute I started doing the bit.
I think it's because most of us, including me, still to this point, don't know what draising is.
Yeah, well, it's because it's not a thing.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. None of it was a thing.
But so draising isn't something?
Alistair, Do you have any knowledge of what it is? I can talk to you about this off the podcast.
No, but what is
Remember, we've only got 30 seconds to finish this.
Do we have 30 seconds?
No, we've got more time, but not long. Not long. And we still haven't come up with a sketch for this, so we can't be talking about
that.
But
just tell me what drazing
is. I'll do a separate podcast. In the bit that I was doing, I talked about a dray being a type of cart towed by a horse or an oxen,
yeah.
Right? And drazing being towing these around the town. Alistair.
And that would be fun.
Don't worry about it. There was a lot more to the bit. but each thing that I add to it only makes it worse.
Mm.
So
we should record that bit for Patreon
exclusive. They'll do a special episode.
Or
when we talk about
we now have a YouTube account because
do you have a worst early joke?
Because I put Meet the Engineers. The little snippet of Magma that's now on YouTube.
Right, which is part of a promo for our new series or our new show that's coming at the Comedy Festival this year, Teleport.
Teleport, which tickets are available at the Comedy Festival website now.
And they're selling fast.
They're selling fast, so fast that we have to keep promoting it. And so are the tickets for my show. Alistair Trombley Birchall couldn't be more thrilled with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear that you can buy tickets for that now as well. And thank you to those who have.
I hear that too.
Mm-hmm. Tickets are selling slow.
Honestly, it's glacial.
Very slow. But I have the same marketing campaign for both shows.
Interesting.
Okay.
And that's, you know, double blind test.
Fortune, escapade, tattoo.
Mm.
So fortune, it can be money.
Mm.
Tattoo could be of money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Escapade could be a thing where you're escaping from something.
Mm-hmm.
What about you have a deep imprint of gold coins on your arms and chest and face, indentations like from when you wake up in the morning from sleeping on your pillow because you found a gold chest, a chest full of gold, but you fell into it and it locked.
Yeah.
And now you're stuck inside of it.
You're stuck in there. Yeah. Okay. And the real treasure in that case is everything that's outside the chest, isn't it? I mean, we're really learning that we thought we wanted what was inside the chest, but now that we're stuck inside the chest, all we really want is freedom.
Is what
everything
What
we already had, which was not being in there.
Yeah. I mean, that's interesting because often, you know, this could just be a new shape of story, right? A lot of the time you find you go on a journey, an escapade, to get the gold chest filled with gold, right? But now you walk out the door, right? Or you walk out of your bedroom and there in the hallway is an open pirate's chest of gold coins. You don't know why, but you go and try and you run your fingers through it and you're like, oh my God, this gold. You sort of try to indent the gold with your fingernail and it does. I tell you, go, this is real.
Or it's made from, like, cesium or something like that.
Cesium, yeah. Is that a type of pizza?
Yeah. Can I pitch a little thing?
Yeah.
You go searching for treasure. You got a treasure map.
Yeah.
Right. You go to some island, long journey, friends, mutinies, et cetera, et cetera. Daring do. Daring do. Right? You get to the island. You trek across the island. You dig down under the spot. Beneath the sculpture of the crested skull, right? And then what do you find there? You find a chest, right? A treasure chest.
Yeah.
But it's upside down.
Oh, no.
The bottom of the chest is open.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in the chest, right? The chest is empty.
And upside down.
And looking through the bottom of the chest, you can see the lid of the chest.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize, right, that you are inside the chest because the whole world is inside the chest. If you open that lid, that will take you through to somewhere else, right? So everything that exists is inside the chest. You're under the lid, right? And if you open the lid, that'll be a portal through to some other world. But what does this tell you? Right?
The world is the gift.
The world is the treasure, right? And what you found is the way out of the treasure. Now, do you open the lid and go through into a world that
hypothetically could be considerably worse than what you're experiencing right now, because this is the treasure, the world is the treasure. Mm. Or do you open it anyway to find out what the real world is? You know, it's kind of like a pirate version of The Matrix.
I think that's a fun idea.
It's a little bit like
I'm gonna type in
something pirate... that we came up with once, which was like, the real treasure is getting to go on this adventure together or getting to spend this time together or something like that. The pirates standing around talking about this. But this is a little bit more philosophical, a little bit more.
Should we...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dolphins would get it. I could write that as one of our sci-fi try guys stories.
Yeah, well, you know, I actually think that I could write the other one, where you fall into a chest.
Mm. Oh, okay, right, great. We'll both write.
But I'm not going to write it as a sci-fi. I think I might do that one as a shusher, because I fall into the chest and you find a map to get out of the chest.
To get out, yeah, okay, very, very good.
And what you want is you realize this material wealth means nothing to you.
Nothing.
And what you want is to just go somewhere and be nothing.
That's
do
all
nothing.
You want.
And do nothing again.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you get some of that treasure.
Take some treasure with you as well.
So that your life is really...
Yeah, sounds like you really learned something. Yeah. Alistair, I don't think we have time to read through the sketches unless you do it super quickly. Blaze through those babies. Okay?
All right, 1 second.
Guy who says...
Guy who's normal but says window! Oh,
I can't believe you wrote that down.
I think that was... That's the funniest thing we've come up with today.
That is not the case.
I think that that's a... There's a
R.L. Stine School is a way better than
Elf care. Mm. And this is a little elf that you can get.
And just talks to you.
And just talks to you. It's really nice.
He really is a good listener.
We got Juice Bigelow, Woke Gigolo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're rebooting Deuce Bigelow, but we're making him appropriate for the current times.
Approps, totes approps.
Feminist burger place where you have sex with the burger.
It's feminist. I love that you put feminist at the top of that just so that it's justifiable. We didn't actually describe that at all, but if you put the word feminist at the front of it, it's implied.
It's because of the lesson that you learn.
No, I forgot that you learn a lesson.
And you get the burger for free if you eat it. This place is not going to make any money. Okay. Funny UN fun. Whack Donald's orgasm headset. Explaining kinder kids that death is hurtling towards them. Pirate Matrix and fall into a chest and you have to get out.
Mm-hmm.
To get... Thank you. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom.
We really do appreciate you listening to this show. You can get tickets to Teleport. As we mentioned, there'll be a link down below this in the little clicky area.
Thank you very much. And you can find us on Twitter. You can review us. You can subscribe to our Patreon. That helps endlessly. And we
love you.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.